This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the dramatic first-person account of a survivor of the recent mudslides in California. But first, a little lesson in history. 101 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation freeing slaves in the states that had seceded from the Union. To recall that event, the National Archives, as part of its Living Documents tour, has been sending around the original proclamation document with Abraham Lincoln's signature. It's been going to several cities, including Los Angeles, which is where Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates went to take a look.
It's a brisk morning in early December, and crowds are lined up for blocks at Los Angeles' Central Library downtown. Kids in school uniforms fidget as their teachers try to put them in order.
Yeah, get in the line.
Chatty high school students and patient adults stand in line, too. They're queuing up for the chance to look at the Emancipation Proclamation. The National Archives gave the proclamation a tour to a very few cities with 48 hours total exposure in each, mandated because of the document's fragility. Inside the echo-filled gallery, guide Dolores McKinney explains to elementary school children the significance of what they're gazing at.
This is one of the most important documents the United States has. It's a very valuable document, and we're very lucky to have it here today for us to see.
The case is filled with sepia parchment pages written in faded ink in elegant, slanted script. Lincoln's signature does not appear on the final page here, McKinney explains, because it was too valuable to leave Washington. But she directs children to a nearby table with a draft of the proclamation that is signed in Lincoln's hand.
And some of you go over there and you can see President Lincoln's signature over there.
One man explains why he and his family came.
Well, my name is Charles Blythe. This is my little boy, he's Quentin. And I came primarily to see the Emancipation Proclamation, but I'm interested in looking at all of it, really. And I brought our kids because we just wanted them to see some of these things, and it gets a chance to really get a close look at history.
Diane Siegel is a library's educational specialist, and she's relieved that the Blythes and others felt pulled to visit and view Lincoln's document.
I know it happens in Washington, but I don't think on the West Coast we see this very often, and it's heartening to see people lined up, very patient in line, and then when they get there, not being able to stand there too very long, yet feeling quite satisfied that they've looked at this momentous piece of history. We've had a tremendous number of AP history students come through. I couldn't think of a better lab experience for them.
Michael Reed is an AP teacher. He and his history students from the Charles Drew Medical Magnet in Los Angeles came to view the document as part of a larger project on presidential power.
It's not a very elaborate written document, not a very sophisticated document, but one of the most powerful documents ever written.
One of Reed's students, Muhammad Mahfouz, says seeing the Emancipation Proclamation made him realize how much has passed in a relatively short period.
Slavery was only over like maybe 230 years ago. It's still pretty recent, and some things are still felt today in some of these states. And it's very important for us to understand that President Lincoln had to do a lot to get slaves free, and it wasn't an easy thing.
Librarian Diane Siegel says visitors to the exhibition come away with a better understanding of what the emancipation did and didn't do.
Most of us, even I, before I did my research for the project, thought that this meant the end of slavery. As you look closely at this document, it was the beginning of a very important effort in terms of government action, but it didn't really free the slaves. It freed the slaves in the rebellious states, and in fact, only in the rebellious states where the Union Army wasn't in charge. So there were a lot of strictures to what was happening.
In fact, there was a preliminary document drafted in September 1862 that threatened to free slaves if the succeeding southern and border states didn't return to the Union. They didn't, so Lincoln dictated the final Emancipation Proclamation and signed it with a strong flourish on New Year's Day in 1863. Diane Siegel.
That was a day in Washington that was typically a day where the president would shake hands with people. And there's been some quotations in books that Lincoln was a little afraid that after shaking so many hands, he wanted to make sure that his handwriting was steady because he wanted everyone to know that he was doing this with great resolve, that he really believed in what he was doing, and that he thought it was right for the country.
101 years later, the stream of visitors through the downtown library in Los Angeles indicates their agreement with America's 16th president. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.